Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Alex Apple from Fox 17 News. And now we go to our good buddy, Joe Rexrode, who is personally taking in the Underwear Olympics in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. Rexy, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. You know, it's funny. I actually haven't watched a single drill. I'm going to try to keep
going. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So, Joe, obviously we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the comments made from John Robinson and Mike Vrabel regarding Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and the really drastically different tone that they took with those comments in terms of their negotiations. What did you make of the comments from Robinson and Vrabel at the NFL Combine?
Yeah, I guess I think it just reflects the different situations. You know, I think with Derrick Henry, there's no alternative. I mean, I don't think there's any question,
right,
you know, that they want him back. I still think they want and will have Tannehill back, but, you know, there is this other guy out there, you know. So I just think it's, you know, I think it makes sense to be a little more, you know, kind of keep it open and neutral and see what happens. And again, does that mean that's exactly how they think, or that just how they should play it? I don't know. It's, you know, I just retweeted a Boston Herald reporter saying, source says the Patriots still have yet to reach out to Tom Brady and quote, it's not looking good. So the idea that Brady would be interested in the Titans seems to be getting more and more realistic. So if did you guys hear that? That was my alarm.
Attaboy.
If you're the Titans, you know, I think it makes sense to sort of be a little bit, play it down the middle a little bit. You don't want to tick off Tannehill. I don't think anything they said would. It's not like they, you know, dismissed him or disrespected him. They just weren't as, you know, it was more like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. And there were a few comments in there that were like, hey, we want the guys from last year back, you know. But, you know, if you're Ryan Tannehill and you know that Brady might want your spot, maybe that changes how you look at things at the negotiating table.
Joe, how much of a topic of conversation have the Titans been up at the NFL Combine? Because, I mean, let's be honest here, typically at big-time NFL events, the Titans are not top of mind when it comes to the conversation pieces league-wide. What kind of a topic of conversation has Tom Brady and the Titans been like up there in Indianapolis?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that pretty much, man, it must be, if not the entire press corps of the Patriots, a large chunk of them were there for Robinson and Vrabel. And you certainly don't see that every year or any year. And very, very interested they were in what those guys had to say about Tom Brady. So that alone, you know, there was a bigger crowd around those guys, you know, just for that alone. And I think a bigger crowd too, just in terms of general NFL reporters than years past. I mean, like 3 years ago, I swear it was like Malarkey, Robinson, and like six of us, you know. So, and, you know, it was more like 25. Now they have like 8 podiums going at once. So, you know, they've got, at the same time they were talking, 7 other coaches or GMs talking at the same time. So, you know, you're splitting up the media that way. But yeah, they're definitely, I mean, they're a team of interest now, not just because of the success they had, but this story is, I mean, let's face it. I mean, what's a bigger story this off season? I mean, the CBA is a huge story, but in terms of one player moving, you know, this is the story.
Hey, Joe, Alex Apple here. I want to ask you about a couple of local college talents. You tweeted a video yesterday of Keyshawn Vaughn and opined that he was going to make a difference for an NFL team. Is he a decent fit if the Titans were to bring back Henry as a Deion Lewis-like replacement? His best year at Vanderbilt, only 28 receptions. Do you have a sense on whether NFL teams think that he can be a decent receiver on checkdowns or out of the backfield?
You know, I can't tell you. I'm not sure, Alex, on how teams view that. But in covering him, I really think he can do the job, and I think he'd be a great compliment. You know, he may not be as good right now at like running a choice route as Deion Lewis, but he's a much better talent to me in terms of a well-rounded talent too. I mean, he's strong, he's shifty, and I thought he caught the ball very well and looked good coming out of the backfield. Like you said, they didn't use him a ton in that way, but I think the film will show people that he can do that well. And I think he's been undervalued. I really do. We're going to see. This is one of those where for a couple of years now, I've been really surprised. I thought he would go, and I thought he should have gone last year. And, you know, he didn't get the grade he wanted back. You could always argue, hey, you're a running back. Like, go. You can get paid right now. It doesn't last long. It's the shortest shelf life of any position. But he came back. Obviously, Vanderbilt had a rough year. I'm going to be really interested to see where he goes. And, yes, I do think – I mean, I know I've seen John Robinson at Vanderbilt Stadium a few times. And, of course, you know, obviously Jared Pinkney is another guy of high interest for NFL teams, but – he's seen Keyshawn Vaughn up close, and I think if it worked out, I would not be surprised at all if the Titans grabbed him in the middle round.
Let me ask you about the two Vols receivers, too, that are getting a little bit of talk at the Combine. Juwan Jennings, Marquez Callaway. If you had to guess, very different players, very different athletes. Who would you guess would be the better pro, though? And would either of them necessarily be a fit for the Titans? If they're looking for a receiver, my guess is maybe they'd first look for a true speed guy. Not sure either of them are that, but how are they faring, or how do you anticipate that they'll fare the rest of the week?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Jennings, I mean, Callaway is a solid, all-around really good receiver, and I think he's, you know, I think he's probably going to go in the fourth, fifth round range, and I think he'll make a team, and who knows, I think he could be pretty darn good receiver in the NFL. Juwan Jennings, man, I could see it. Like, I could see him going higher than he is slotted. You know, I really could. Like, the interview thing with him is really fascinating to me. I think he's going to leave a great impression. I don't see how he couldn't. And I think a lot of NFL teams are going to love his competitiveness and fire. Now, there's also going to be questions about behavior and things like that. And, you know, even in the last game of the year against Vanderbilt, I didn't think that was the biggest deal in the world. But you know, it's going to come up. His physicality, I think, is absolutely going to play well in this league. And I'm optimistic about Juwan Jennings in the NFL. As far as the Titans, you know, yeah, you're right, Alex. Like, I think on the receiver front, they need to add the burner right now. I think they, you know, you don't know down the line what's the future of a Corey Davis. So it's not like they would pass up on a quality receiver of a different profile, but the number one priority certainly is getting that guy who can, you can just take the top off the defense and just go and make safeties pay attention.
Joe Rexrode from The Athletic on the line with us. And Joe, last thing for you here, a tough night last night for both Tennessee and Vanderbilt in college hoops, and I think last night's blowout loss to Arkansas, at least in my opinion, probably ended most of the chance that Tennessee has in order to make the tournament this year. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I said they had to win 3 of 5, and so those three, you know, they got three, and those three are Florida, at Kentucky, and Auburn. So win those, and I'll change
Good
my
luck.
Mind. But, yeah, I mean, the way things are trending – I don't know if they're winning any of those games. So they are, to me, they are, if they don't do that, then they are going to come to Nashville and be in a position of needing to win the tournament. You know, if they do, they'd be 10-8, they'd be 18-13, and they'd have three really good wins in a row. Look, last night, Arkansas, Mason Jones was unbelievable. He's hitting step back 25 footers. And then you got Isaiah Joe, and, they've been missing him. So, it was more the opponent than them, but they've got, and Jordan Bowden was good again, hitting shots, and now everybody else is playing poorly. So they've got to put it together right now.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic has been our guest. Joe, enjoy the rest of your time in the great city of Indianapolis, and we'll see you soon, my friend. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See you later.
That was brought to you by Holly Garrison, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Alex, some interesting thoughts there. And Juwan Jennings in particular is an interesting guy to me from Tennessee because doesn't have great speed. He's not necessarily what you would classify as a top-tier receiver in this draft. But just the way he plays, watching Tennessee play football for as long as I have and watching his career develop, the way he plays, especially when the ball is in his hand, I think Juwan Jennings can be useful for an NFL team. Not as a top guy, but maybe a third, fourth receiver, somewhere in that range.
Well, you cut the tape on and you see a difference maker for Tennessee. You see a guy who plays through great contact on the route, and especially for a big guy that profiles as a slot receiver in the NFL, being able to play through contact on the route is so important. But you brought up the speed, and he even said it in his interview. He's probably not going to test that well. But whatever he runs in the 40, whatever he runs in the shuttle drill, I think NFL teams look at him and he is good at what he's good at.
Yeah.
And so he is a guy that plays well through physicality. He has very strong hands. He makes plays that a guy of his athleticism doesn't normally make. And so when you look at a guy who is good at what he's good at, that doesn't make you a first-round pick. Probably means you drop if you're not that fast. But NFL teams will take him for what he is, and that is potentially a big, strong slot receiver that for somebody certainly could make a difference. I mean, you got to remember, Anquan Boldin ran a 4.79, I think it was, at the NFL Combine, and everybody thought, well, this guy is no good. Well, turns out he is a good player. He was a great player for a lot of years, and Jennings could be similar to that. Does he have that good a pro career? I don't know. But he is that type of receiver that's just really good at what he's good at.
When we come back, what are the five position needs that we'd like to see the Titans address in the NFL draft, and how would we rank those needs? We'll get into that next here on Morning Drive. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Alex Apple here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.